We're reading from Kabbalah for this student, preface to the Zohar commentary, item 31. So Kabbalah for the student, page 693. You can ask questions during the lesson through Kab.tv. Chosen relevant question to the lesson shall be heard during the lesson. The right. Kabbalah for the student, preface to the Zohar commentary, item 31, page 693. And this difference between the right line and the left line is considered the division of the right from the left. The right line keeps to the chasadim and wishes to cancel the light of chokhmah in the left line and ordain the light of chasadim alone. Conversely, the left line, which keeps to the light of Chochmah, wishes to cancel the light of Chasadim in the right line and ordain only the light of Chochmah. Because of this dispute, neither of them shines, since the light of Chasadim in the right line is deficient of the light of Chochmah, like a goof without a rosh. And the light of Chochmah in the left line is complete darkness, because light Chochmah cannot shine without Chasadim. That is clear, right? It's clear to us that right and left here, these are two opposite forces. Only we need to understand that right and left, as two opposite forces, they are not the force of bestowal of the Creator and the force of reception of the creature. Rather, they're already in systems. In already systems, and prepare those forces to be used by a person who will be as the connector between them, as the middle line. Right line bestowal comes to us through the vessels, kelim. It's not just a quality, an abstract quality of bestowal. It comes to us in the vessels clothed inside such discernments that we understand it. We understand the quality of bestowal according to our degree, the will to receive of the left line, the force of restriction, gvura. That quality also comes to us through the processing of, this is gvura, which comes from Bina. Bina has the greatest vessels, because what Bina is doing, it's taking the great vessels and she wants to procreate them and to bestow upon them what we learn from four phases of direct light. And then when we are talking, let's say, about Leah, the true Malchut, that all comes to us from Bina. So the left line comes from Bina, like Ibrahim and Isaac. And we need to take from that left line of Bina, from Gvurot of Bina, the same part with which this little one below, Zeranpin, and then the souls that are included in it, in Malchut, that they can use it. Therefore, there are still more great actions over the left line that the creature himself needs to do a work as much as he participates, as much as he doesn't, to perform a restriction, to make limitations, and all these actions that we learn, let's say about Ibrahim and Isaac, this whole thing of the restriction of the left, we have to do it all, and we have to do it every time we have to come to a coupling to the middle line. Therefore, we need to understand that already being in that system of the worlds, which brings us the left line and the right line, which are already made, these are qualities coming to us already processed, and relatively our soul rise up from below, and it contains two forces also, and from above two forces, right and left, are coming. And according to the understanding that we have in us, the will to receive, that's one thing, and the point in the heart, that's another thing. So we can discern here and understand that two forces are before us, the right and the left, and how can we start working with them. If we didn't have initially such a preparation, the will to receive and the point in it, the will to bestow, then we wouldn't have been able either to identify and to properly relate to these two lines. And these lines, we have to understand, it's not that they're just before us. Rather, they're already inside our vessels, otherwise we wouldn't have recognized them. They're already in our vessels, only these vessels are still before the act, before we do something with them. These are still called external vessels. This is still a preparation of the connection of the lower with the upper, where Ahab of the Elyon is inside Galgalta in the name of the lower. And correspondingly, Malchut rises to Bina. And then, in that case, we have the ability to connect these two vessels. So, this is not just Malchut rising to Bina or Malchut descending from Bina back to its place. There are no ascents or descents. What rises and descends is the restriction and the calculation. If I restricted my vessels of reception, then I restricted them. I'm not using them. Where are my vessels of reception? From Zat to Bina to Malchut to the ending of Malchut. These are my vessels of restriction, of reception. I restricted them. Then I bring down the restriction. I bring down the restriction, not Malchut that rose to Bina. The restriction rose to Bina. Now, how much of these vessels, which are from Bina till where? This is what I'm using. Of course, I am bringing down the restriction from my restriction, but the question is with which intensity? There is no more, there is no less, there is no little bit in spirituality. Only we say that the Kli descends to the Yesod, and there are some corrections that we have to do there. Circumcision, priya, tifat dama, etc., to use only part of the vessels of reception instead of all of them, and to give these vessels. But this is a great work to make the middle line. Also, in these vessels, which we do not use, we also have to give them a certain nourish from the light to calm them down so that they won't jump up all of a sudden. That in these vessels with which I'm working with the middle line, I'm taking the vessels of reception to be used. I'm performing a coupling over them. I'm extracting a light for them so that other vessels won't be awakened. I'm giving them what is called the scapegoat. I'm giving them a certain illumination, and they're satisfied with that because they are afraid of losing it, and they understand that if they will go to a greater reception, they will lose what they already have. Therefore, they prefer to have that, and they're not going to have anything more because the will to receive is such. I have something. It's better than to have what I have now instead of things that I might have. We will learn about all these qualities. And then it follows that, in short, in the middle line, what I'm trying to say, there are many more actions that we need to carry out until we stabilize the middle line. This is a very refined, complicated kind of work with all the desires in us. And we grade all the desires in such a way, and we arrange them, each and every one, in its own state, own place, also the shells, and sanctity, it all needs to be arranged in one complex, because man contains all, includes all desires, and his whole world, the whole world is in him, in those desires. And then the middle line which he had arranged, then the same part which is adhered to the Creator upon every other parts which also take part in it, even the Sitra Achra, what is called Akum, the idol worshippers, all those discernments, they too need to take part in that process. Without that, the middle line cannot be built. Therefore, every time, it's a whole complete state of the world of the reality. Let's move on. Item 32. Page 694. And there is no correction to this dispute except through the middle line created by the lower on that ascends therefore man in the form of the middle line. A zivug, a coupling from the outer light is made on the masach screen of the lower one called masach de chirik. And the level of chassadim emerges on it, and this is the middle line. On the one hand, this masach diminishes the gar of the left line, and on the other hand, it increases the light of chassadim. How does he do it? By using its desires. The abundance is in a complete rest. Everything is a game of vessels, of desires. How much is allowed, how much is forbidden. How much do I cut off as a rose among the thorns that we need to chop off, to cut off, to make restrictions, to examine exactly with which desires we can and cannot use, how much to use them. And this is the work when we begin to build the middle line. If it weren't for the middle line, then there would have been simply a restriction over the left line. Now, when we begin to extract desires from the middle line, that is already a work. Against that, he scrutinizes the lights versus the vessels. What else is he saying? By these two, it compels the left line to unite with the right line. The same part he takes, which united with the right line, meaning that it will be under my right, that the will to receive will be below, and the will to bestow, the intention in order to bestow, will control it. Then we have a kli. As we draw below, there is the will to receive. Over it, there is a screen, which is the intention in order to be so. And if it weren't for the screen in order to be so, then at least we have a restriction. Without this, we don't even start. Thus, the light of Vak of Chochma of the left line closes the chassadim in the right line. And now it can shine. Also, this completes the left line. And the light of chassadim in the right line unites with the chokhmah in the left line, thus obtaining the light of gar, which completes the right line. Thus you see how the middle line completes the two lines, right and left. This explains in general terms the tikkun, correction of the line, three lines, that was established in the seven lower sefirot. So this is what we have here. Again, first of all, to refine the right, this is an action that has to come first, because he's completely in chassadim. He only wants chassadim. That is called malchut, is performing a restriction over herself. She nullifies herself completely, as long as it will be in delighted in mercy. Wants nothing for herself, for he grew in delighted in mercy, and he has enough forces. Then he begins to scrutinize the left in him, meaning what was restricted is coming back, and beginning with the lot of chassadim which he had examined, to see his vessels of reception. So he is already rising them to a higher degree, the vessels of reception. He wants by them, through them, to bestow. It's like a Nehi of Galgalta, let's say. They do not receive, but they perform a restriction over themselves, and they say, thus far and not more. The light of Chassadim spreads in them. And also by not receiving anything they want to bestow upon the host, because if I will receive, I will receive for myself. So I want these vessels also to belong to the my intention of bestowal. And then in them also I feel a little bit of illumination of Chokhmah, a little bit, a tiny bit, as out of not receiving anything in them. But this is still not using them. This is still everything from above and below. And then I begin to examine these vessels of reception as much as I can to put them under the intention of bestowal of the right line. And by unifying these vessels of reception with the right lines, so first of all, in the vessels of reception, the light of Chassadim spreads already from before. Now the light of Chassadim, a greater light of Chassadim, spreads in the vessels of reception, which contains in it also the illumination of Chochmah. The illumination of Chochmah, which spreads in the vessels of reception, spreads from below and above through rejection. I do not want to use my vessels of reception for my own sake, only for his sake. I'm ready to use them to feel flavors in them, small flavors, but for his sake, for the sake of the host. Therefore, it's only called the illumination of Chochmah from above and below. So we have a problem here. We don't quite understand what is the difference between that and receiving in order to bestow in the Patsufim of Ak. But there it is reception in order to bestow actually in the vessels from below and above in a direct concatenation, where there is still a screen from the light of Ein Sof which operated and not from the lower. Here we are building the screen by ourselves after the shattering in those actions in the world of Atzilut, when we are incorporated, when the souls are incorporated in Malchut Atzilut and working according to the middle line. We are building the screen. In the world of Adam Kadmon, the screen was from above, from Ein Sof, and therefore there was a screen there to receive in order to bestow all the lights of Neren Chai. Therefore, when we begin to extract the light here, the light of Chochmah inside the light of Chassadim, we extract it through rejection for the sake of the host. And therefore, it means that it spreads in the vessels of reception from below and above through rejection from us. And by this, we also come to refine the Chassadim. Because all in all, I want to use the vessels of Chochmah and the light of Chochmah in order to show how much it is important in my eyes, how much bestowal is important in my eyes, bestowal to the Creator. And therefore the Chassadim, by precisely using the vessels of reception instead of Vak, we receive Gar. It's not that because they have an illumination of Chochmah, rather because I refine them, I improve them by an additional to them, to the vessels of reception. I prefer Chassadim. That means to refine them. Although I have Chochmah, that Chochmah is in me only in order for me to see how important my Chassadim are. So I need one thing and its opposite in order to refine the importance of Chassadim. Yes. Why is there a dispute between the right and the left? The left line is already what joined above the Parsa to the right line, so joining is not a nullification. He already nullified his vessels, his desires, Misha is asking. So why is there a dispute then? The dispute is on how much I can use the left line if I can attach it to the right. If I'm not using it, then it's like Isaac. Okay, perfectly fine. If I have to use it, then I have to connect it to make perform corrections over it. So it is as if I slaughter it. I differentiate from it the beastly degree, which cannot join the degree of man. And this gazelle, this is what I sacrifice, what I slaughter. What did Abraham did? The same beast of the left line, which couldn't join the intention in order to bestow. So its correction is to be sacrificed, to be slaughtered. And in such, and only in such a way it can take part, but not in a conscious way by herself. Rather, the upper light from a higher degree, not by Isaac himself, rather it is called Abraham, a higher degree, the upper light. He is doing the correction in the degree which is called Gvura. Yitzchak, Isaac, he is doing the correction. That makes the difference, the cut, and says, thus far you can use these vessels, and these are called Isaac after the sacrifice, and part of the vessels you cannot use, and they are called that beast which you now have to sacrifice and bring me a sacrifice, meaning you bring those desires closer. They too take part, but they take part not in the form of animate, by you sacrificing them in such a way. We will learn what sacrifices are. This is the main thing, actually. So, therefore, Isaac, before the sacrifice and after the sacrifice, this is something completely different. After the sacrifice, this is already the same force which can use the left line under the Ibrahim of the right line. And that is already continuing and can beget Jacob, the middle line. And still, also in the middle line in Jacob, there is another scrutiny, which is a scrutiny which is very distant and very special one of Esav. So all these desires in the general soul which cannot immediately belong to the middle line, because Jacob, he's small. You can use only small part of these desires in the middle line. And in the major part of the desires, the nations of the world, you cannot use for now. You need additional corrections. You need this part of Jacob to increase, and to bestow from it to all the rest of the parts of the nations of the world. That is called illumination, and then to come to a situation when they come to be corrected. So this is the whole process that is explained as a historical process. So the middle line that we built, even you can see against Ephraim, there is also Ishmael, which is the degree of scrutiny in Bina. Ishmael, the Lord will hear. That's the meaning of the name. In short, there are many actions here. And in each and every action, we need to understand that the balance of forces, it all means talking about how much we can attach in each and every step to the connection, unification with the light. So this is the only action. There are no more actions, but every time the scrutinies, this is what the Torah is talking about, the order of scrutinies and corrections after each and every scrutiny. The entire Chumash, the Bible, these are, they commit a sin and then they are punished, and they commit a sin and they need to make a sacrifice. They commit a sin by Ephraim, by Moshe, by Nadav and Avihu, by Bilam, Balak. Every time, scrutinies. Every time these are scrutinies, there's nothing more. There's one will to receive, and how you scrutinize it and not eat a part of it. How, along with that, you need to arrange all parts, because every time the coupling has to be on the entire complex. But over this, no, over this there is a restriction, over that there is a delighted in mercy, over this there is a little bit of reception in order to bestow. You have to arrange all. The system is always general. 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. This is the whole Torah that we have. So why am I saying all that? Because the middle line is actually our whole work in the correction, and around it, this is what the Torah is talking about. The whole Torah is also called the middle line. Zeran Pin Torah, the creator, the man. This is all the middle line. This term, includes everything. He mentioned here Masach of Chirik. What is that? Masach of Chirik, this is something we have in the world of Nikudim. Masach of Chirik is a very important thing. We will talk about it many times more. The light spread it from Tabu to the Siyum. So it spread it in three discernments. Let's say Cholam, Shuruk, and Chirik, the point above the letter, in the middle of the letter, and below the letter. So Cholam, the point above the letter, is when the lights don't even come to the Rosh of the Patsuf, to the decision. They are as surroundings. Let's put it this way. This is the Cholam. This is in Keter and Abba. The Shuruk, the point in the middle of the letter, this is the light by which Ima is deciding that it is going to give through the Pe of Ima. How many lights she's going to give below, and she decided that she will give the lights below, and the light that crossed the parsa, that is called below the lines of letters, and that is called Chirik, the light inside the letters, and the letters begin from Bina. They are Shuruk, and the light which is above the letters, this is Cholam. So this is how we have these three letters. So therefore the entire breakage is not by the Cholam and Shuruk, rather by the Chirik. So Masach of Chirik, when we say, we take from the same vessels which were missing the middle line, and from them we build the middle line. Therefore the whole correction is called Masach of Chirik. When we come in order to revive, to sustain that Chirik, which they couldn't revive previously, and therefore they broke. Therefore the middle line is called so. Of course, we are not going for the whole lot. Here, this is the whole of Malchut, the entire Malchut of Ein Sof. That's obvious. But as we have said, parts, parts, parts. But every part, when we arrange it according to the same Masach of Chirik, as much as we could do it now in order not to fail. So this is this term and what it means. Yes, Lior. He writes here that the middle line is the screen of the lower. What does it mean? It comes as a result of the lower, because the middle line comes as a result of the lower. The middle line is man's choice to be connected to the Creator. The middle line is when we had the break shattering here. So, the middle line, the third line, what is it? This is the connection between the souls. The connection between the souls. This is the middle line. As much as I can connect the souls. Now you might say the following. Hold on. You complicated things. First, I thought there's a desire, great desire, mine. I cut it off into several pieces. Malchut rises, Malchut descends. I connect. I can, I cannot. Right, left. So what is happening here? Now you're saying that there is a work with new desires. Who knows where from? Where do you see that? So, first of all, you try to connect with all of them as much as you can. That is the vessel in which you want to perform the middle line. This is your vessel, the left. Your left is the connection, your connection with others. Let's put it this way. You want to build a potsuf. You have a point in the heart here, and the rest of that kli, the rest of that vessel, let's say you were able to build a kli here. These are the rest of the souls with which you can connect to. And then you try to connect with them. You understand how much you can, how much you can't. And that is called your desire, which you position in adhesion with the Creator. Excuse me, I didn't think at all that... I see. With which desire are you about to compose your pertsuf called the middle line, if not in the connection with all the rest of the broken vessels, as much as they are in your possession, as much as you understand or see? A baby sees a little room, a bigger child he sees around his home, and an adult person, he sees the whole world. So as much as you can see what's ahead of you, that is called your kli. If you want to connect them together, all parts of that reality, all souls, everything that you can imagine for yourself, what it means, everything. And this is what you're working with, and this is what you want to do with your attitude to everything which is outside of you. Me is the point in the heart. Outside of me, this is the world. And this is me. I have no other kli. This world, this is what I have to arrange in such a way that I want to bestow upon it. To bestow to the world or the Creator or upon others from the point in the heart. It's the same thing. As much as I can bestow, as much as I want to bestow, this is the scrutiny of the middle line. Go back in return over here. If these vessels, evidently, if they would have been in the state of shattering, before the shattering, would have acquit with the force of unity, a greater force than they previously had, they wouldn't have been broken. The entire shattering is because a separation between them occurred. They couldn't, under the screen which was in Rosh, to connect all of them together in a sufficient measurement for the light to come and bring them the sensation of separation between them. My question is a bit different. Why did they break? What does it mean that they broke? What are these parts which broke? What did they contain? There was a will to receive, Malchut, which was impressed from the first nine already from the world of Ein Sof, infinity, and wanted to be like the first nine. And as a result, we had a Partsuf. Partsuf is called Malchut, which wants to be like the first nine, like the Creator. What does it mean that Malchut wants to be like the Creator? Malchut that all of a sudden divides herself into Keter Chokhmah Bina Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut. She divides herself into different parts, into different discernments, and they are in her in a mixture between them, 10 times 10 and more, doesn't matter, really matter, in a mixture between them. And by mixing together, she begins to feel that they're different from one another, different discernments, different desires. And then, they're all connected under one screen, to bestow upon the Creator. When the light comes, the pleasure which all these desires receive in order to bestow upon the Creator, the light that fills them gives them the sensation that everybody is different from everybody else. I bestow in one way, he bestows in another way, and the other one bestows in an opposite way from me. Bestow to one place. But I want to bring porridge to my baby, and grandma, she wants to bring him milk, and grandpa, he says that he should eat a piece of bread. Everybody wants to bestow to the same baby, but they are opposite to one another. And then these desires broke in the connection between them. And therefore, what eventually disappeared out of the lack of connection between them, also the ability to bestow upon the Creator, that too disappeared. There are things here we finally are getting there. But for now, we have to end. So we need to understand what broke. And as a result, we understand what needs to be corrected. I can't explain it all at once. It's a good thing we started talking about it. But it turns out, in short, that the middle line is something we can compose only over the connection between the same parts which were distant from one another, which started feeling themselves not connected. And from here, and I just want to throw a few sentences for you to think about later. From here we can understand that only if we unite them in the same baby can they unite. Imagine such a situation where they begin to hate one another. Grandma, mother, grandpa, father, and everybody's thinking about a baby to be so in a different way. Who can unite them in return? Only that concern for the baby. When we elevate ourselves, everybody can bow his head to him. Same thing here. Only through the connection between us, if we want to unite in order to come to the Creator and to bestow upon the Creator, only then can we have Israel, Oraita, and Kutsha Brich, who are one. I don't have so many words, but try to think about it and then I will have more words. This is something very, very fundamental to explain what is exactly the shattering and why through such a connection can we do it. We're saying it, but we're saying it just as a slogan, as a verse, that this is the way it is. I'm speechless. What can I do? Don't have enough words. It'll come to me. There are a few complaints of friends from the world who don't understand. For instance, I'm studying the preface to the Zohar commentary from the start. I don't understand anything, although I'm trying very hard. But since it is a very important study, what should I do? To cry. Why don't I understand? The understanding, I told you in advance, the understanding of the three lines won't come to you in an intellectual way. Oh, Vezmir, if you want to open it in such a way, right, left, you cut it in such a way. No, it can only happen emotionally. I need inside of me to a certain degree to feel, to have some kind of pictures, images, situations inside of me, what it means, the middle line. Like I'm now explaining a little bit with the baby, with kids, parents, with our attitude and relations. I don't know. You simply... But the truth is the connection, unification, as much as possible between those who study. This is actually what is going to bring you the understanding, because all along the middle line is talking about how to build it out of the connection between us. The middle line is not built in any other way. It's not just built from our desires. It's built from desires wanting to connect together, because you're connecting here, right and left. Now we have to move on to the third part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
Unistar od meinecha שווה את החיים.